の彼方に光る星、青い地球は。
Hello, hello friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host Ted Marr, broadcasting today on BBS Radio Station 1 in Lafayette, California in the San Francisco Bay Area. I want to thank everyone so much for joining me today. This is going to be an incredible show. The first part of the show will be on my trip to Mount Shasta. I am actually still am in Mount Shasta now, and I'll be bringing in Admiral Hilarius. I mispronounce his name frequently. It's Halosaurus, but he thinks it's funny when I call him Admiral Hilarius. But anyway, he's the Pleiadian Admiral in charge of the 2 million Pleiadian spacecraft now orbiting planet Earth. They've been here since November of 2018 in response to the fires that happened at, particle beam weapons that happened at Paradise in Malibu, California. And they are here to help us with the ascension. They do believe in free will, and they do abide by something called the Prime Directive, where they will not interfere unless they're asked to help us. And so if you do need their help, simply pray and meditate and put your right hand over your heart, if you're right-handed, or your left hand over your heart, if you're left-handed, and send them lots of love and light, and you can ask them for help with almost anything. I want to thank so much for their beautiful love and support, and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows, spiritual shows in the world, with over 250,000 listeners over 200 countries. And the purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I had an incredible experience at Mount Shasta this past week. I went aboard a Pleiadian spacecraft and visited with Admiral, I want to say hilarious, but Halorus, a couple days ago. And one night we saw a ship going across the sky. I've got it on video. I'll play it for my next show. And we could actually see inside of the spacecraft and the inhabitants of the spacecraft. It was that close. It went on for about 20 minutes. I've got a video of it. That was one night. The next night it also came on too. So we had several times where we saw up front and close encounters with extraterrestrials. Admiral Halosaurus is a wonderful man. He's been here. He and his crew have been here since November of 2018. They are about 30,000 feet, 30 to 40,000 feet above us right now at Mount Shasta. And the messages I'll be giving I've written them down, and he'll also be coming in as well. I'll be channeling him now, and he'll be giving you lots and lots of interesting messages. Within a month, I'll be expanding my radio show to Vienna, Austria, Miami, Florida, in addition to my show here in San Francisco. And I'll be next week, I should be able to give you all the details regarding the how you can tune in. If you missed my Galactic Conference in March, the entire conference is now available on Crowdcast for just $50. I had presentations. There were presentations given by Alex Collier, a famous Andromeda contactee. Simon Parks, of course, my good friend, gave a presentation along with Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project, and Jerry Pollack, who's a famous water scientist from the University of Washington. They all gave presentations, as well as James Redfield, the author of The Celestine Prophecy. The Celestine Prophecy helped me on my own spiritual journey back in the 90s. It sold millions of copies, and it told all about how to trust your heart mind whenever you make a major decision. We have two minds. We have our logical mind between our ears, is the third dimensional mind. And we also have a heart mind. Now, your heart mind is something like 2,000 times faster, 2,000 times more powerful and faster than your heart mind. So if you trust your heart mind, your intuition to make decisions, you'll never go wrong. About 2 weeks ago, I had Q on my show. And if you haven't watched that video, I think it's still available on YouTube and again on the VBS, on my VBS webpage. It was an amazing interview. And one of the most important things he said was to always trust your heart mind whenever you make a decision. I'd like to thank, before we start, my dear friend Carol, who designs my website and provides wonderful support. Of course, Don and Doug at BBS Radio are absolutely fantastic, and they do such a wonderful job in helping me with my show, and I can't thank them enough for all their wonderful help. I wanted to tell you that my next trip to Mount Shasta will be from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020, and there's still room if you'd like to come along. It's just $200 per person, and the camping is included. The fee goes to camping costs and food for everyone. When you're there, Mount Shasta right now is right around just below and above fourth dimension. I would say 3.5 to 4.5 dimensions. It's above third dimension. You can feel it when you're there. When I'm here now, I'm very close to Mount Shasta. You feel like you're floating around, and it's hard to be grounded on third density, third dimension when you're here. It's the kind of place where you're always in a good mood, and the vibrations are extremely high. And when I go home back to Seattle, I carry that energy with me. So Seattle, of course, has had a lot of problems recently, but it's nice to be in a place where people are positive and the vibrations are very, very high. With that, I'd like to bring on Admiral Allosaurus now, and I've got lots of things to tell you, to share with you from the Admiral. We are seated from the Pleiades, and our own, and so they look just like us, except they are in the fifth and sixth dimensions. They themselves had a civil war about 52,000 years ago, in which hundreds of millions of people died in that conflict. They used nuclear weapons, among other things. And that's when I came here 52,000 years ago. It's been a long time here on the earth for me. And I came for two reasons. I came because of the Civil War in the Pleiades. I had to leave. And the second thing is that I volunteered to come down to help with the ascension of humanity in this planet when the time was right. Well, it's 52,000 years later, and actually represents two Mayan Ketun cycles. Now you may ask, well, what's a Mayan Ketun cycle? A Mayan Ketun cycle, one Mayan Ketun cycle is 25,800 years. And it's the time that it takes this solar system with its sun, our sun, to go around the central sun of this Milky Way galaxy. And so I've been here two of those times, and this is my last lifetime, I've been told, before I ascend. And I'm planning on going back to my Pleiadian home family after this lifetime. But so I'm enjoying third density here as much as I can before it too goes away. Mount Shasta is the first place to shift into the fifth dimension on planet Earth. There will be others in the next couple of years. I had some Japanese psychics, Rieko and Anthony Federico from southern Japan here on my show last week. And they said, I asked them what other places would be shifting into the fifth dimension after Mount Shasta. And they said New Zealand would be shifting first, along with Japan and Hawaii, of all places. Hawaii, of course, has beautiful Lemurian energy. It was the capital of Lemuria before Lemuria was destroyed by the Atlanteans. There's a little known part of Earth history most people don't realize, but about 12,500 years ago, there was a war. The Atlanteans tried to control most of the Earth through crystalline and nuclear technology. They failed, but they managed to destroy much of the planet, and they destroyed Lemuria. The capital of Lemuria was actually located in Hawaii on the island of Maui. And if you ever go to Maui and you go to the very top of the mountain on Maui, you will find a series of staircase at the top of the mountain that leads down toward the ocean. And that staircase, I'm told, has been there for at least 15,000 years. And so it's an amazing place. If you go to Hawaii, be sure to visit Maui, the top of the mountain, and you'll see the staircase there. That's from Lemurian times. But when Lemuria was blown up, part of Lemuria ended up drifting toward the west coast of the United States and Canada. And now this area from Mount Shasta here in Northern California all the way north to Vancouver Island in Canada has that Lemurian energy. It's very, very high vibrational energy. A lot of psychics and spiritual people end up here in this part of North America. And we're all attracted to this spiritual energy. Myself, I was born in Washington State. I was born in Olympia, and but I'm very grateful to be here. I've traveled all over the world, but I always managed to get back here and live in this area, because in spite of the challenges we now have in on the world and in this country, it's still a place of high vibration and lots of good spiritual people. So other places, of course, have lots of good spiritual energy, including Sedona, one of my favorite spots in Arizona, a beautiful place, as well as Tibet. In spite of the Chinese government, still a very high vibrational place. But there is that spiritual energy here that that's wonderful to experience. I want to tell everyone before we start that I will be going back to Peru this October. The dates of the trip are October 10th through October 28th. And right now, I checked on airfares. You can get a round-trip ticket from many places in North America for very little. I know a month ago, there was a special with Aeromexico for as little as $225 from either Vancouver, Canada, or Seattle, all the way down to Lima, Peru. Of course, the country's closed now, but it should be opened up by the time we go in October. And if you're interested in coming, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here on my cell in the United States at 509-750-9793. When you're up at Mount Shasta, there's actually several different, lots of different entities you see, and I'll group them in different categories for you. The first off are the Sasquatch. And the Sasquatch are very interesting. There's actually four subspecies of Sasquatch. The closest one, the one who are closest to us humans, are what's called the ancient ones. And they're human just like us, except they have fine fur all over their body. If a Sasquatch mated with a human from this planet, they would produce viable offspring. That's how close our DNA is. The Sasquatch themselves were an attempt by a benevolent extraterrestrial human race to jumpstart human evolution on this planet. They did it by hybridizing their own species of humans, advanced humans, who were fifth dimensional, with a third dimensional creature, entity called the giant sloth. The giant sloth disappeared about 200,000 years ago, but their hybrids live on, and Sasquatch now, I think, are in every part of the world. They have different names. They're called Yeti, Bigfoot, of course, Sasquatch. They themselves tell me that they like to be called chartreuse, which they like that word better instead of Sasquatch. Sasquatch means wild men. So they don't like to be called wild people. They're very benevolent and very loving creatures. And I'll give you an example of how loving they are and caring they are. I had in September 2017, when I was at Mount Shasta in Northern California here, I had a lady visit named Tammy from Minnesota. And she got there late. She'd driven in from Minnesota, and a distance of about 3 or 4 days it took her driving across the country. Anyway, she ends up at our campsite. And told me at about 2 o'clock in the morning, a group of Sasquatch made a circle around her van, and they asked her if she wanted a healing, and she said yes, she'd love a healing. She'd been crippled and unable to walk without crutches or a wheelchair for the past, I don't know how many years, 15, 20 years. And so she agreed to the healing. She said she'd love a healing. And so what happened then is that an ET craft from beneath the planet at Telos came up, and it came up on top of her van at the campsite, and it shot a beam of light down into the van. The top of the van opened completely up. She was transported, beamed up on the spacecraft. This is just like Star Trek, but it's true, she said. And she was beamed up on the craft. She was given a new pair of legs, and then transported back again into the van, and the van was sealed up. In the morning when she woke up, it was really funny because she was yelling around the campsite saying, "They've healed me, they've healed me." And I thought that when she was running around, I thought that she was on drugs, and I don't allow drugs on my trips, or alcohol. Well, alcohol some, but no drugs certainly. And so anyway, she when I grabbed a hold of her and calmed her down, she said, "Oh, they've healed me. They've given me a new pair of legs, and I don't need my crutches or wheelchair anymore." So she was very happy about that. Getting back to the Sasquatch, there's four different species of them, subgroups. The ones who are closest to us humans are called the ancient ones, and then there's three more, and they get progressively hairier. I'm told anyway. I've seen the hairy ones up here at Mount Shasta, but there's also the ancient ones as well. That's the first group, and they're always around the campsite, and they always like it when we bring white frosted cinnamon rolls, organic preferably, or apples. Apples, they love apples. That's fine too. There are little gifts to them. The second group, of course, up there is Adama and the people of Telos. And now, for those of you who aren't familiar with Adama, Adama is the high priest of Telos underneath the planet. The city of Telos is a fifth dimensional civilization located 100 miles beneath Mount Shasta. And where we camp at Mount Shasta, there's about three or four different entrances to the hollow earth. And if you're of high vibration and positive and have no doubts, they welcome you in. There's two ways to go in. The easiest way is to go in the astral plane, and that's done either through the dream state or through meditation. The second way to go is to go physically into Telos. I had a group of Koreans with me on my trip to Mount Shasta in September 2016. And they physically went into Telos in the hollow earth. The interesting thing is that they had been praying and meditating to go in for several years. And one morning they wanted to be dropped off at this entrance to the hollow earth. So we drove them over, dropped them off at about 10 o'clock in the morning. And we checked on them later in the afternoon, and they had completely disappeared. Nobody was around, gone. So then we checked up with them again at about 5-6 o'clock in the evening, and at that point they were walking around in a daze, and they had just come from the hollow earth after visiting both Telos and Shambhala. They took shuttles to Shambhala. On their watches, what was interesting, on their watches it only showed that they'd been gone for an hour, but they'd actually been gone for about 8 or 9 hours. And that's another point I want to bring up, is that when you go to Telos, because it's in the fifth dimension, time moves at a different rate than it does here. And that's one of the reasons why people in Telos live for at least 1,000 years. And the interesting thing is as we ascend into this next dimension, we also will be able to live for many, many hundreds of years. We are genetically programmed to live for at least 1,000 years. And on every benevolent human civilization beyond Earth, they are... people live for at least 1,000 years, up to 25,000 years. So it's amazing, really. We are entering a beautiful new age, and I'm going to be giving messages from Admiral Halosaurus here in a few minutes all about that. But we're entering a beautiful new age in spite of the difficulties and challenges we're facing now, and I can't wait for one. I've been here 52,000 years, waiting for this time in human history, and I can't tell you how happy I am to be here today. As you go into the fifth dimension, the people of Telos and Adama will physically appear to you here in this dimension. As the vibrations keep rising, we will eventually join them and be very easy for all of us to enter into the fifth dimension. Finally, of course, we've got various extraterrestrial groups watching this planet right now. Among them are the Pleiadians. We are descended from the Pleiadians, and their constellation is called the Seven Sisters. They are located 424.6 light years away from planet Earth. That's a long ways away. But what they do to travel here, they can get here in about 9 hours, and they look for what's called a wormhole, where they take their ship, go into the wormhole, and then they're transported here to this planet, to this solar system and close to this planet. And it's amazing what they do. And then it takes them about another day to adjust to the dimensional shift. So it takes them all together about 3 days to get here. If they were to travel like by conventional spacecraft, it would take them many, many decades to get here. Because of the wormholes, they can get here very, very quickly. They're here now. If you look up in the sky, the mothership of Admiral Halosaurus is like a rectangular based ship with a bright white light in the middle of it. And many of the ships you'll see of the Pleiadian from the Pleiadians are also drones, and they're not necessarily commanded by any humans, but they are alive. When I went aboard Admiral Halosaurus' ship here a couple days ago, the ship itself was half organic and half metal. And the consoles in front of me, when I looked at them, were multicolored, and there were crew men and women there, all doing their jobs as engineers and crewmen. But they would often touch the screens, and they were all different colors. Also, they would control the vessel with their thoughts, which I thought was just about fascinating. There has been technology. I've heard stories about how the U.S. Secret Space Program does also have this technology that they've captured or somehow acquired at Area 51, where they have propulsion systems from UFOs, which also rely upon human thought. But I guess that goes to show you that we are, in fact, very powerful people, spiritual beings, and our destiny is to create a much better and happier world. One thing I want to share with you before I go into the messages from Admiral Halosaurus is that President Kennedy has told me several times that before this whole virus thing started back in January, February of this year, the quantum of positive light energy on this planet was 65%. Since that time, President Kennedy tells me that the quantum of light energy here on planet Earth has now gone up to 85%. So I know it's been a tough challenge for many of us worldwide dealing with this virus issue. But the good thing is that it has brought people closer together, and it has increased the light energy on the planet by about 20% on our way to ascension. So anyway, that's good news. And I'd like to bring in Admiral Halosaurus now, and I've got lots of messages to give him. I'll be going over his messages for the next 15 or 20 minutes, and then I'll be playing an interview with Oleg Domagard from Spain that I did a couple of weeks ago. Oleg was the recipient of the 2016 Prague Peace Prize. He's been working for decades on creating world peace, and I think you'll find him just a fascinating man. But anyway, I first want to give these messages from Admiral Halosaurus. They've been through what we've been through, what we're going through now with the conflicts and the challenges. But the difference between the Pleiadians and ourselves is that the Pleiadians had to go through a very bloody and tragic civil war 52,000 years ago to find their way to reach, to ascend into this fifth and sixth dimension. They're hoping that we can avoid that similar kind of conflict, so we can also ascend, but without going through all the millions of people that were killed during that time. The other thing that I wanted to tell you is that my good friend Simon Parks told me last week on my show that Earth is very rare in the sense that we're shifting now from the third dimension where we are, right, stopping briefly in the fourth and then going right into the fifth dimension. This is very unusual. That's why this planet Earth right now is the most exciting planet in the entire universe. Earth is where it's happening right now. And my friends on the other side, including Nostradamus, President Kennedy, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and many other great spirits, have all told me that they love to change places with us now to experience this shift in human consciousness and this evolution into a higher dimension. Myself, I've waited, as I said, 52,000 years for this moment in human history, and it's an exciting time to be alive. So I know many people are having challenges now, but I want to tell everyone that that it is good things are on the way, and we will we'll make it. As you ascend into the fifth dimension, our thoughts will become things. In other words, it'll be very important as to what you say and how you say it and what you think as well. And you'll be able to manifest almost anything when you say something, you'll be able to almost manifest it anywhere. And so it also happens that you've got to be very careful with your thoughts and always try to keep them positive. I got a question just now. For those of you who are perhaps don't know about the different dimensions, I can explain that briefly. There are 12 different dimensions currently, with the 12th dimension being the highest dimension where the supreme being resides, And beneath that, we are down here in third dimension. But we are now shifting into the fourth and then into the fifth. Fourth dimension is the dimension of time. But we will not be staying there long. Fourth dimension is also a dimension where lower vibrational entities reside, so that if you abuse drugs or alcohol, you can and will end up in that lower part of the fourth dimension, where negative entities like to feed off negativity and conflict. But we will going into the fifth dimension here very soon. We are shifting that now here at Mount Shasta, among other places. When you shift into the fifth dimension, the main way of communicating will not be spoken language. Instead, it will be telepathy. And as you gain telepathic abilities, everyone will be able to read your mind, and you'll be able to read everyone else's mind. Won't that be interesting? So that you won't be able to tell any lies. No one will be able to tell any lies to you either. And you won't be able to hide anything. It's like running away from God. And so what Nostradamus has told me is that as we shift into this new fifth dimension, what will happen is that our crime rates will go way down all over the planet. Because if you try to commit a crime, guess what? Everyone will read your mind, and they'll know instantaneously what you've done. So it'll be interesting. The thing that Nostradamus has told me too is that the size of government will get a lot smaller. We'll still have a government, but people will know how to interact with each other. And what's interesting about government is that it'll be mainly there to interact with other extraterrestrial civilizations. And as far as regulating human behavior among ourselves, police won't be needed. The courts probably won't be needed as much as they are now, because people will know how to interact and behave with one another. If you look like at a herd of deer or a flock of birds, they don't have a government. They don't have statutes to control their behavior. They just know how to act intuitively through their heart minds. And we'll become the same way, where we will build a beautiful, truly beautiful and harmonious society. More and more people rely upon their heart minds to make decisions, they will also be able to create a much better and happier world. I'm reading some of the messages now from Admiral Halosaurus that I jotted down last night. You are... He said, I asked him about, many people ask me if they should move to different parts of the world, like to Mount Shasta or other places, or Sedona, where the energy is higher. And he said, you're all there at the place where you're supposed to be to help with the evolution of humanity. And many people ask me, well, what should I do? How can I help in this evolutionary process? The best thing to do is to hold the light, not only for yourself, but for your family and friends and people you know, wherever you are on this planet, and know that better times are coming. He said that there's a lot of negative things happening here on the planet, but it's helpful if everyone would look at things in a positive way rather than a negative way. You can, because we are, he told me last night that because we are powerful spiritual beings, we can manifest almost any reality we want. And so if you want a beautiful and happy planet, that's what you should manifest and strive for. One of the things that I use, by the way, and I'll show you here now, it's great that we're on video, is a 528 tuning fork here with a Lemurian crystal from Mount Shasta. These crystals I take up in the mountain, they're blessed by the Lemurian priests, and they have lots of love energy. So when I hit one of these on one of my 528 tuning forks, the 528 tuning fork is the frequency of love, and I hit both together and it sends out love everywhere. So I'm going to play this now for you. Isn't that nice? For anyone there interested, if you ever wondered what the frequency of love is, well, it's 528 hertz. And I have some of these. If you're interested, I'm happy to sell it to you. It's just $50. for one of these, with along with the Lemurian crystal from Mount Shasta, full of love energy. Just send me an email if you're interested to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. He said that we all have the spark of God within us, and we are all co-creating a beautiful and bright future. And instead of, when you have negative thoughts, try to transform those into positive thoughts. One of the things that's happened over the last, 60 years or so, is that we've all been implanted with what's called negative implants from the reptilians. The reptilians are a tyrannical extraterrestrial race. They forced President Eisenhower to sign an agreement with them in March of 54, then in exchange for some of their technology that they would be allowed to abduct and study us humans. Well, as a result of that agreement, which was illegal, by the way, because it was never ratified by Congress, as a result of that agreement, everyone here on the planet Earth has been implanted with negative implants. But I'll teach you a couple of ways now to get rid of them. There's two levels of implants. There's ones on the surface, and there's also ones on the deeper soul level. If you'd like to get rid of the ones on the surface, it's very simple. If you're a man, you say, and I'll give you time to write this down if you like, you say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and write that down if you like. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And if you're a man, you would say, I receive from the God within me. And if you're a woman, you say, I receive from the goddess within me. Then you say, complete ownership and control over all negative implants within me. And nothing and no one can negatively influence or control me. And I know it to be true. Just say that once and you'll just completely disable any implants, any negative implants you have on the surface. I'll repeat it again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive, if you're a man, you say, from the God within me, and a woman, you say, from the goddess within me, complete ownership and control over any and all negative implants within me, and nothing and no one can negatively influence or control me, and I know it to be true. Very simple. Yeah, it's very simple. I'm going to just check with my producer real quick. Now, there's another set of implants as well people have, and that's tied to your soul. And to get those out, it's not possible. You need to ask the Galactics to get them out, but they're happy to get them out for you if you like. And all you do to do that is to do what's called the Hue. The Hue is a meditation technique, and it goes like this. It goes something like this. Hue. We'll do it twice more. Hue. And one more time. Hue. Okay, and what that does is that it the Hue itself brings in the Galactic Alliance. Hold on here. Yeah, it brings in the Galactic Alliance, and when you say that, then what you do is to ask the Galactics to come in to help you with almost any situation. And they will take out those negative implants as well. I want to get back to Admiral Halosaurus now. But he said this will help to turn negative thoughts, whatever negative thoughts you have, into positive thoughts. And know that everything is happening in the right way it should right now. I know that's hard for some people facing a lot of challenges here on the planet. But he also said that we are all watching, and that they are trying to, that they are helping as much as they can. And know that they will be here throughout the rest of the ascension. And he also said what was interesting. He said that we are helping you in ways that you cannot see. So rest assured that we are getting help beyond, in more ways than we know, as far as our evolution goes. And anytime that you need them, put your hand over your heart. That's how they shake hands, basically, among the Pleiadians, and they will come and help you with almost anything. The second thing you can do is to do the hue, what I said a minute ago, with the hue like that, and they will come in and help you if you need any assistance at all. One of the interesting things is that the Pleiadians are walking physically among us right now, and I want people to know that they are here. They are here among us, and they are helping us as much as they can, and in every way that they can. I was told interestingly last night by my Pleiadian friends that I've actually met Pleiadians here, but you wouldn't realize it because they look just like us, except they're very loving, kind, and benevolent people. They come down from the fifth dimension, and they transform themselves into the third dimension so they can be around with us here to talk to us and help us. But you wouldn't know it. But you may ask yourself, if you meet a very loving and kind and benevolent person, that person may not be from here. They may be from somewhere else, including the Pleiades. He also said to remain focused on the good in everything. Remain positive. They're very gentle people, and even though you don't see it, there's a lot of good happening here on planet Earth right now. That's one problem with the media here, especially the United States, is that it's often very negative. And have you noticed how many times the major networks do not focus in on any good news? It's all bad. And according to them, they think that that's what people want. That's the market there. But the market, I don't think, is bad news. The market is good news. And people want to hear good news and not bad news about things. So you have to focus in on the good, whatever is happening. And no matter what happens, there's always, I think, a silver lining as to what is happening. As people shift into the fifth dimension, truth will become very important. And in order to ascend into the fifth dimension, you have to speak the truth, whatever you're doing. The lies and negativity, that's all part of the old world that's now falling away. There is a shift happening, and for those who don't want to come along with this new evolution, Admiral Halosaurus says that they will, those people will go shift to another planet. It's an Earth-like planet on the other side of this solar system. It's a sister planet to planet Earth, and they will shift over to that planet, but they won't be allowed to stay here any longer because this planet itself is shifting into the higher dimensions. And you may want to ask, well, what happens to negative entities like the reptilians? What will happen to them? Well, because Mother Earth, Gaia, if you will, is now shifting into this higher dimension, they will not be allowed to stay here, and they will be forced off the planet. Their time is actually very short. I'm looking at them being, all of them being forced off the planet by the end of the year. So that's very good news. I have to tell you, too, one thing that Nostradamus told me recently was that originally, in the late 1980s and 90s, we were scheduled to shift into the fifth dimension on this planet by the year 2038, or 18 years from now. By 2005, 2010, that timeline had shifted all the way to 2028. Then, 2 years ago, that shifted to 2026. Now, this year, it's 6 years earlier, it's now 2020, and we are now shifting into the fifth dimension here at Mount Shasta, and other places will be coming here, other places will be shifting as well into the fifth dimension before you know it. So actually the entire schedule of shifting into this higher dimension has speeded up very, very quickly. And all the spirits on the other side, including President Kennedy, his brother Robert F. Kennedy, Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Dwight D. Eisenhower, all of the great spirits are very proud of all of us for doing our making the right choices to help with this shift. And we are progressing very rapidly, even though it may seem that we're not, but we are. And they're just congratulating all of you on on your work to help the evolution of this planet, and they're very, very, very proud of all of you. So I want to tell you that. They said that regarding the elections this fall, it's very interesting. Admiral Halosaurus told me to focus on the positive for this for the elections for this fall, and he said that we all have a right to vote. If you don't like the current government leaders, whoever they are, if you don't like a governor, for example, in a particular state, you do have the legal right to vote. And you have the legal right to vote all of these leaders out to get these people out who you disagree with. This is the beauty of a democracy in the United States. And they said to vote differently next time. If you've always voted one particular party, you may want to reevaluate that to see if that party or that candidate really serves your needs. Many people here, I think, in the United States vote along party lines where they don't look beyond the person's party affiliation before they vote for them. And so, but they need to do really research on who, what they stand for and what they're all about. And he said to be careful who you vote for and to really do your research. He said that the negative ones will gather lots of money to help the negative candidates. And just, he said, to see who's in your face. Just because you've heard their name a lot doesn't mean that they're necessarily the best candidate. I know that back in my home state, in Washington state, many people vote Democrat. Just because a person's a Democrat, they will vote for them, but they often don't take the time to research who they really are and what they're really standing for. And that goes for the Republican Party, too. So I think for any candidate you vote for, it's always a good idea to go ahead and try to, vote, always do your research and vote for the best person, and not necessarily the person that just because they're a Democrat or Republican. Hold on, I've got to take this. I'll be right with you. Hello? Hello? Hello. Wrong number. Anyway, so that's one of the messages he said for everyone to realize. I'm sorry about, I have this beautiful interview from Ole Domegaard, and he is it's getting uploaded. I've sent it to my producer at BBS Radio, and it's just about there. It'll probably be ready in about 10 minutes or so. And once it's there, then we'll go ahead and I'll start playing that as well. Let me see here. The Palladians are here to help, and they've been here for watching us now for 52,000 years. One of the things that they've told me too is that after this civil war the Palladians had back 52,000 years ago, many of us, including myself, escaped the Palladians because of the war, and they settled here on planet Earth. But when they did, the Palladians pretty much left us alone because of this policy of non-interference. And we've had some difficult times in the past, especially, for example, when the Atlanteans blew up much of planet Earth 12,500 years ago, where it would have been great to have assistance from benevolent extraterrestrials. But it's their, in a way, they explained to me that it's their karmic responsibility to help us as well with our spiritual evolution. So I've been told that before the Palladians can ascend further into the higher dimensions, that they are pretty much, they want to help us, not only to help us evolve, but also for their own karma as well, because they've left us now for 52,000 years evolving on this planet and longer, and we need their help. The problem is that on planet Earth, if everyone's been implanted with these negative implants, how can you have free will to make the right decisions regarding your evolution? Also, the other message I've gotten from Alex Collier, who's a contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy, is that there are many spirits and entities and people from higher dimensions, including all the way up to the 11th dimension next to God and the 12th dimension, who are basically stuck here on planet Earth in an endless chain of reincarnation. And they are totally lost. And because they are lost, because these spirits and souls are lost on this planet, it's been very difficult for them to ascend. And that's why we are getting help now. And Mother Earth and Gaia and the Supreme Being, if you will, the entity who created all of this, is not going to let us destroy ourselves. As an example, back during the 1970s and 80s, there were at least 10 times when the Pleiadians and the Galactic Alliance stepped in and they stopped the Russians and the American generals from firing missiles at each other to blow up the planet. They disabled nuclear weapons. There are cases where a UFO came in and disabled the launch sequence for nuclear missiles so that we couldn't destroy ourselves. And they're doing it now as well. They're helping us as much as they can. Fukushima is another example of that. Fukushima, from what I've been told by my spirit friends on the other side in the Galactic Alliance, was not a natural occurrence. It was there was a nuclear bomb placed by the Cabal in the Sea of Japan, where it was detonated to make it look like a nuclear bomb. An earthquake had gone up, and actually a small nuclear device had been planted there. And so when the tsunamis hit Japan, the west coast of or the east coast of Japan back in March of 2011, the safety systems on all the reactors were shut off so that when the tsunamis hit Fukushima, it would have maximum damage and all that radiation would spew everywhere around the Pacific and the world to kill off 90 to 95% of humanity. Well, it did happen. The tsunamis did hit Fukushima and a lot of radiation did go into the Pacific. But the good thing is that we've had a lot of help since then. And much of the radiation from Fukushima now has been cleaned up. And I'll give you an example of it. Back in the spring of 2014, I was very interested in the radiation coming from Fukushima. I was told that my scientist had said to me that there was a huge plume of radiation from Fukushima coming across the Pacific from Japan to the west coast of both the United States and Canada. And that there was more radiation in that plume in the water coming across the Pacific than all the bombs dropped since, than all the radiation, nuclear bombs dropped since 1945, since Hiroshima and Nagasaki, since World War II. And if that nuclear, if all that radiation had hit the west coast of the United States and Canada, we wouldn't be talking today. There would be nothing left. All of us would have been dead from the radiation alone. But so what I did is that I was concerned about the radiation. And so in May of 2014, I took water samples off the Washington coast and Oregon coast, and I sent them to several different laboratories to see what was in the water, whether there was radiation in the water. And lo and behold, when the test results came back, all the radiation was gone. And so I asked my friends in the Galactic Alliance what had happened, and they told me that they had stepped in and cleaned up all the radiation coming from Fukushima. Most of it, about 95, 98% of it had been cleaned up. And so the radiation was no longer a threat. Governor Brown in California, to his credit, back in June 1st of 2014, was very concerned about the radiation coming from Japan to the United States and Canada that he issued. And when he found by his own test that the radiation was gone, he issued a press release on June 1st, 2014, that the radiation was all gone off the California coast, according to their own tests. And that was tremendous, absolutely tremendous, tremendous news. The problem is that nothing in the mainstream media here in the United States ever reported any of that news. So very few people realized that radiation was gone. There is, of course, some radiation leaking now from Fukushima into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Japan. And the Galactics are letting that, are not cleaning it up totally because they want us to learn the lesson that nuclear energy is very dangerous. It should not be used outside of planet Earth here. Nuclear energy and nuclear power is completely illegal. And so that's why that they're leading a little bit of that run now. They could clean it up, but they said that we wouldn't learn our lesson unless they did. So it's anyway, so it's they're not going to let us commit suicide either with sending nuclear bombs to us. Hold on, just a minute, please, just a minute. Hello? Okay, no. I'm still on the air. I'll be ready in about 10 minutes. I'm so sorry. 10 minutes. I'm so sorry. Okay. Thank you. Thanks. But anyway, they're not going to let us commit suicide, and so they're here. They love us. They're very benevolent, and so whether it's with Fukushima, with the radiation from Fukushima that they've mostly cleaned up now, or with a nuclear war that was almost started by American and Soviet generals back in the 1970s and 80s and the 60s. They're not going to let us kill ourselves, and they're not going to let us destroy ourselves. We have to learn these lessons on our own. And if we don't, then we'll just repeat them. And so that's why they haven't come in fully to help us out. They are helping us out, when things become an emergency, but they rely a lot of this upon ourselves to make our own good choices. And so it's within all of us to make this world a better place. Now, there's one more thing that President Kennedy has told me, and that's very interesting. He said that when he was president back in the early 60s, all of the changes he tried to do to make this planet a better place were coming from the top down during his administration. The difference between 1963 when he was assassinated and 2020 during this time in evolution of human history is that the changes now are coming from the bottom up instead of from the top down. And so that's the biggest change between now and the 1960s when President Kennedy was our president. But I have to tell you too that he tells me he has never stopped being our president. So he is still in our in as he's still our president on the other side. And he's joked with me before, and he said, "What are they going to do to me now? Kill me?" I mean, because he's already dead, but I mean, he's dead in the third dimension, but he's still very much alive in the fifth dimension. And both President Kennedy and Jackie Kennedy, I really enjoy them, and I feel very grateful and fortunate I've been able to talk to them all these years. I've been in contact with them on a very frequent basis for the last 5 years, and they often come with me on my trips as well. They love Mount Shasta. They love Peru when I go there, and it's always fun to talk to them. For those interested, I teach people how to talk to the other side. And if you are interested in talking to the other side, just send me an email. My email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. And I'd be happy to teach you the techniques that I know to talk to the other side. And it's a lot of fun. One of the things, it's hard sometimes for me to get grounded and to be here in the fifth dimension or in the other dimensions. Anyway, it's amazing time to be alive, and I really love being here. So anyway, I'm doing a transfer now of some files, and I hope it comes through soon. Anyway, but if you have any questions, please send me an email. We're still trying to do some we're trying to do some transferring now for the okay. All right. We're still trying to transfer these files over to my friends so we can play this next interview. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the files here. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Anyway, we're almost done with the transfer, but by this time next year, we should be fully into the fifth dimension here at Mount Shasta and other places in the world as well. And they keep telling me over and over again that we have a very bright and beautiful future, and there is really nothing holding us back. They also say that the negative elements trying to stop our evolution are going to lose, and they've already lost the battle, actually. And this is this year, the year an astrology friend, Joe Anthony out of Sedona, Arizona, told me that the period between 2015 and 2030 will be one of great changes for the ascension of this planet. And of all the years in that 15-year stretch, 2020 is the one year which will be the year of greatest change and the greatest challenge as well. Even the numerology with 2020, so you see things clearly in a 2020 basis. And of 2020, the hardest time is right now in July, all the way through the end of the year. So if we can just hang on, I know that things will get much better before too long. One of the things you can do if you like, is to every day for protection, put a cone of white light around you every day, and then put a series of mirrors around you facing outwards to deflect any negativity. Once you do that, then it's always a good idea to thank God and the spirits for their protection, and then to do what's called the hue. We did this before. It goes like this. It's the hue in human. It goes like this. Hue. If you do that 3, 4, 5 times a night, that'll bring in the Galactic Alliance, and they will definitely help you. Often it's good if you're driving in traffic, and the Galactics will come in and open up a freeway lane for you, which is always fun. Or if you think you might be dealing with a difficult person, if you say the hue, before you meet with them, often that'll really help in terms of dealing with them. Hold on, my friends, just a moment, please. Anyway, it's not easy on this planet. Of all the planets in the universe, to affect any positive change, is planet Earth. That's why it's so hard. Hold on here. The hardest planet in the entire universe to affect any positive change is planet Earth, and that's why it's so challenging here. There are we are all from somewhere else. None of us are from this planet here in planet Earth, and so it's a challenge to be here. It's a challenge to make any positive changes. But the other thing too is part of your soul contract. We all chose to be here at this time, and that's the other interesting thing too, is that if you ever felt like, well, what am I doing here, and why are we facing all these challenges? It's challenges that we all set up in our soul contract. That's very interesting. The purpose of life, often before you're born here on this planet, you decide on a soul purpose before you start. And I'm going to take a break now, everyone, and I'll be back. I'll be playing an interview with Oli Domagard, who's from Spain. He's a fascinating fellow. He's worked very hard for he's very worked very hard. He's worked very hard to create world peace, and we'll be playing his interview, which I did a few weeks ago, in just a few minutes. And then I appreciate all of your beautiful love and support for Out of This World Radio. The purpose of the show is to make the world a better place, and I hope you enjoy the interview. It should be on in just a few minutes. I'm just going to take a break and then I'll come back. Thank you so much again for all your beautiful love and support.
Hikari